forward. Praise and gratitude we pray to God Almighty for His blessings, mercy, and grace. This guideline for pharmacoeconomic evaluation in health services has been completed and published. The guideline for pharmacoeconomic evaluation in health services is a refinement of the guidelines previously published by the Ministry of Health, namely, the guideline for the application of pharmacoeconomic evaluation 2013 and the technical guideline for pharmacoeconomic analysis in health facilities 2016. Revisions to these two guidelines were deemed necessary in line with developments in science and technology, current regulations and policies, and to cover the appropriate scope of pharmacoeconomic analysis studies. The drafting of the guideline for pharmacoeconomic evaluation in health services was carried out in 2024 to 2025 by the guideline drafting team, consisting of representatives from the Ministry of Health and academics/experts in the field of pharmacoeconomics. The content of this guideline is structured primarily for more concrete and applicable implementation compared to the previous guidelines. We express our deepest gratitude and appreciation to all parties who have contributed to the drafting and publication of this guideline. May God Almighty bless our efforts in providing protection to the community in obtaining medicines that meet requirements. We hope this can be utilized by various related parties who need it, especially policymakers, government and health service facility management, health workers, researchers, academics, students, the pharmaceutical industry, and other interested parties in conducting pharmacoeconomic analysis to assist in the decision-making process or policy in the health sector. Jakarta, December 2025. Director of Pharmaceutical Production and Distribution, Dita Novianti S. Argadireja.